You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Welcome back here to Drive Time Sports. Time to talk some local athletics here on the show in this segment, brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. That's local people, local lending, local decision makers, and of course a local sponsor of athletics here in the Castle Country, Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Bringing you this next segment, we're going to talk about the fall high school sports season, exactly 1 month away. Up first, it'll be girls soccer for the Carbon Lady Dinos. And joining us right now over the phone to talk about the offseason, new coaches, summer programs, and the fall season, we have Athletic Director Ted Bianco. Coach, it's great to get you on today. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate you, and I always look forward to these conversations.
Yeah, they're always fun, Coach. And I know that it's been a busy summer for you at Carbon High School. There's a lot of new coaches in some, I don't want to make some sports out to be more important than the others because I don't believe they are, but they are higher profile jobs such as football and girls basketball. A lot of coaching changes for Carbon High School.
We had four of them this year with football, girls basketball, and then also boys basketball and our cheer coach. So it's been kind of a revolving door this year, but we feel like we hired some very good candidates, and we're excited to see what they do. We obviously will miss the coaches that left our programs, but just like anything else, things always change.
Yeah, we've had the opportunity, Coach, over the summer to talk to both the boys and girls basketball coaches. I've gotten very familiar with Coach Taylor Brower as he's been in the studio a couple of times. Same with Coach Jordan Blank. And we can start by talking about basketball. It seems like those programs are in pretty good hands.
Yes, and I think all of our coaches do a really good job. Coaching is not an easy profession anymore at the high school level, in my opinion. There's so many things going on and so many options for kids that, one day they're here, the next day they're, parents are moving on to different jobs or whatever the case may be. It's just you never know what you're going to get from day to day and year to year. But the one constant is we will offer those programs and we will hopefully give a good experience to anybody that wants to participate.
We've also had a chance, Coach, to get familiar with Braden Rushton. I know that there is the youth camp coming up this weekend. He seems to be doing a lot of great things. The one thing that's been noticeable, at least from my perspective with Coach Rushton, it's the level of excitement and enthusiasm that is surrounding the program. And maybe that's what you get when you get a younger kid, right? He's got fresh ideas. He's been around the game for a little while, and now he's excited to get his first crack.
Well, and I think that's happened just about every time that we've hired a new coach here in that sport, is that there has been a level of excitement. I think the biggest difference with a person that you bring in from out of the area is they're an unknown factor, and sometimes that creates stress on kids and parents because they have no idea what to expect. But what Braden did a really good job of when he got the job is he immediately, scheduled meetings with parents and kids and prospective coaches to sell himself and his program to the community. And from what I've seen so far, we've been very pleased with the direction that it's going. And our expectations are is we want to provide a program that is going to be respectable and a program that kids are going to want to continue to play for. And Phil Howe did a great job of getting numbers out, and he did a lot of those types of things. And now the task for Braden is to take it to the next level.
You also mentioned cheer coach, and I think, again, this is kind of a program, Coach, that is so important. They do so many things that I don't want to say go unnoticed, but they just become kind of the norm, right? The spirit squad, cheer squads are so important to the environment of high school athletics, and so this is a big hire as well.
Well, and you want somebody in that position that's willing to be part of what the school is about and what is going on in the school to continue to move that excitement for all of our sports. And we've been really lucky here at Carbon High since I've been here. We've had a lot of really, really great cheer advisors throughout the years, and they've all done a fantastic job with their girls. And Kelly Dean is our new cheer coach, and she's been very busy with the girls. She's very organized. She's put together from day one what she wants to do and follows her schedule to the T, and I've been very impressed by her as well.
Again, our guest right now, Athletic Director Ted Bianco at Corbin High School, talking about everything that's gone down in the summer. And with that being said, Coach, fall is upon us. I know we'll be talking golf. I'll catch up with Coach Etzel a little bit later this week. Girls soccer is going to be first up. I mean, the fall sports season is here, and it comes in a fury. Fall is, to me, it's a little bit longer than spring, right? But it seems like, boy, it hits us before school's even in session.
The nice thing about the fall sports is there's a long transition time between spring and fall, so you've got 3 months to get ready for fall, and you're not just jumping into it like you are in the spring. But it is also a busy time because there are nights that we have three or four different events going on at the same time with you know, maybe a JV football game, a girls tennis match, and a girls soccer match, and a volleyball match going on at the same time. So there's a lot of different things that sports fans will have the ability to come and watch and hopefully support. And we're looking forward to the many successes that our athletes and our coaches are going to bring forth.
Yeah, I feel like there's some pretty high expectations with some of these fall sports, Coach, going into this year.
Well, I think, you know, we just talked about football. I think our football team, we lost a few seniors. We weren't senior heavy last year, so we have quite a few kids coming back with a whole new coaching staff. So we're kind of going to be an unknown in the world of football. You know, the teams are going to have to see a few films. It's going to be a surprise as to what we do and how we do it. And I think that's going to be a good thing for us. I think our football coaches are moving in the right direction. Volleyball, we lost a lot of really good players last year, so we're going to be in a bit of a rebuilding year, but the spunk and energy that our girls bring to all the sports they play is something that I have appreciated throughout the years, and I think the willingness to compete at a high level is going to take them quite far. And our girls soccer team has a lot of really good returners coming back from last year, so all of those sports are they're in kind of except for football, are kind of in a rebuilding fashion, but there's enough talent there that I think that they can get the job done and do the things that they want to do and reach the goals that they're trying to achieve. Girls tennis, we had a lot of seniors that graduated last year once again, and Coach Riggs has got them busy all summer long at going to some summer tennis camps up in Utah County. That's been a really good opportunity for those kids. Our golf team, we have the region medalist back from last year. He'll be a sophomore this year in Dayton King. And we also have Ridge Butler he was one of our best golfers last year as well. So we have two really good golfers returning off of last year's team. Cross country team, we have a two-time state champion returning to run for us. Our boys team. I think our boys team is picked to finish quite high in state. So we do have a lot of our fall sports roaring and ready to go, and they're working out quite a bit this summer. And you see them in the weight room. You see them in the gyms on the fields. They're all getting in preparation for a good season.
And what's the summer like for you, Coach? Some of the responsibilities and some of the things that you got to make sure are taken care of throughout the summer, because I know sports, it's year-round. It never really stops. We hear that from the coaches when they come in, some of the summer camps that they've attended. And it's not just the fall sports. I mean, right, we have spring sports. We have winter sports that are participating in the summer. So what's that like for you?
So it's mainly getting everything put together and ready so that when they, you know, they start their practices on day one, all of our kids are registered on Activate. They're getting their physicals turned in. They're getting themselves. They're making sure they're taking care of any academic issues that they may have had that they need to get caught up on, and moving forward so they can participate. And getting buses scheduled, getting officials scheduled, making sure that our facilities are ready to go, and things are getting done in a timely fashion. So it is a busy time. I mean, there's not a lot of kids right now running through the building. We've got summer camps going on all summer long that we've been hosting. So that's been a busy time, making sure the gyms are ready for the basketball camps and the volleyball camps that we've hosted, and getting that in preparation, making sure that our facilities are kept up and ready to go also. So there's always something around here to do and get caught up on, making sure all of our coaches are certified so that they are eligible to coach throughout the season, and we don't get fined by the state. So it's been a busy time as usual, and it's but it's kind of a little more relaxing time because you're not in such a rush to hurry up and get from fall to winter snow sports going, and then that turnover from winter to spring, which is like the state basketball tournament's over on Saturday and spring sports start on Monday. There is really no turnaround time for that. So It is definitely nice to have a nice break in between for sure.
You mentioned the facilities, Coach. Were there any big changes to any facilities throughout the summer?
Well, we've got, I know our camera is finally up for our football team. We've got the huddle focus camera out there that's now up and running. So those games will be able to be streamed on huddle so that people can watch them, participate in the games if they can't come in person. So that's a good thing. Really, none of the other facilities, there hasn't really been any updates. They're right now working on new lighting in the wrestling room, which that'll be good for our wrestling teams for when they practice up there. But other than that, there hasn't really been any other real big changes to any of our facilities.
That's great. Well, Coach, it is always fun to get you on. I think we kind of covered everything, just talking about some of the new coaches that are in place. As far as the fall schedules, August 9th, we get girls soccer. The day after that, it's cross country. I believe the Monday after that, we go into tennis, and then it's golf. And the last two sports, we get football on the 16th and volleyball on the 19th. That'll be here before we know it.
And it's once it starts, you wouldn't believe how fast it goes. So don't blink because it'll be over before you know it, but it's a good time. It's I think my favorite part about fall is that smell in the air of the fresh cut grass for a football game and just the environment of the people that come into our stadiums, whether it's a soccer match or a football game or into the gym for a volleyball match. There's just a level of excitement for the fall, and it can't be matched by any of the other sports because school's already been started. But fall is just, like I said, it's a different animal because of that, and it is really something to look forward to for sure.
Coach, I always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
Yes, we will. Thank you.
That's Coach Ted Bianco taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports. Again, that local segment brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up, plenty on the national realm. We are going to talk some football. It's Tuesday. Not a lot to get into, but still some storylines trickling in. Plus, we'll talk Utah Summer League as the Jazz will return to the court tonight. Two more nights of that Salt Lake Summer League. That's coming up next when we return